Welcome back. I'm Andrea, along with Orla. So getting to a medical appointment can be difficult for a large segment of the population, which unfortunately can become one of the biggest barriers when it comes to them receiving the care that they need. Well, a local clinic is trying to bridge that gap by coming to you by offering something called CALM, Care Adapted to Limited Mobility. And to tell us more about how this works, we're joined by Dr. Kashi. He's the owner of ISMI, the Institute for Specialized Medicine and Intervention in Kirkland. Welcome back, Dr. Kashi.
Always good to be back. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about this idea, CALM, and what exactly it entails.
Well, the idea of delivering care in a patient's home is, you know, as old as probably medicine itself. So we really didn't come up with something. But we had a patient, probably September 2025, an old, frail patient. She came here for an injection. And as she was leaving the building, which is downstairs, she fell on her face. And it was,
oh boy,
it was really a terrible human sight. You know, it was cold until the ambulance came. And, you know, one of the principles of our clinic is dignity. And then we kind of sat and thought hard and true with ourselves, okay, is there something we can do for patients like her? And so we've been trying to kind of put the logistics together, and finally in December we managed to do our first kind of procedure and diagnostic ultrasound in a similar patient's home here in West Island.
So how exactly does it work for you as a doctor to go to someone's home and perform an ultrasound? Like, how, you know, what equipment are you taking? Do they have to have something so you can do it there? How does it exactly work? Talk us through it.
Well, the medical technology has matured enough that the portable ultrasounds that a lot of doctors have these days, you know, in the emergency, you see the doctors kind of almost replace the stethoscope for many parts of physical exam. So that technology has matured enough that we finally found a machine that is reliable enough that we can use kind of in the field. So we take that machine, we take a little backpack with the supplies if there is any procedure, and, you know, just like going to a small medical picnic.
Small medical picnic. I love it.
I like the way that sounds, Dr. Kashi. So what would an ultrasound typically be performed for?
Well, the first one we did was a patient who fell, and they thought she could have had a clot, and she couldn't. She was immobile, so we went to make sure she didn't have a clot. It could be for abdominal pain, for different types of pain. For this specific patient, there was a lot of knee pain. She couldn't leave the bed, and she was a little bit heavy. Bringing her out of the house in the bed was really difficult. So we went there and kind of the ultrasound did the job. It showed that, you know, there's disease, osteoarthritis, lots of fluid in the joint, which we treated. So it is the same technology that's, you know, in the clinics, but it's matured enough to be kind of mobile now.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Orla alongside Andrea. We are chatting with Dr. Kashi, the owner of ISMI, the Institute for Specialized Medicine and Intervention in Kirkland. So what area, Dr. Kashi, of the city are you willing to visit? You know, would you go up to Laval? Would you go to the South Shore, downtown? You know, or is there just one concentrated area?
Well, I guess first patient happened to be in West Island.
Okay.
That's the slippery slope, you know.
Yes,
you
yes.
Kind of try to do something that's practical. But hopefully as the service becomes recognized, because for this, we really need a sonographer that's well-trained and kind of autonomous, you know, where they can function without a radiologist. They get trained with the machine. And then hopefully kind of we can expand the territory. Of course, there's a big human component here. You know, if somebody comes from Laval, we're not going to say, no, we don't deliver there. It's not like a restaurant,
right.
You know, so there's,
yes.
It's really hard. It's
case by case.
It's a case by case. And we're going to do everything we can to try to, you know, accommodate so as many people as we can accommodate.
So when I first saw this concept, it was, of course, on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Of course it was.
And I was like, wow, they can even bring the ultrasound to you. And it was actually one of the characters, one of the women in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was had a fertility clinic come to do an ultrasound to see how many eggs she had, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought the concept of the doctor coming to you, whether it's for privacy reasons or you're immobile, was just fantastic. So it's great to see that your clinic is at the forefront. You're at the forefront of service as well as services.
Yes. Yes, I mean, the idea of devices going to patients, and now we have MRI machines that go to ICU instead of the other way around, because transferring a patient from ICU is a logistical nightmare. Now we have little MRI machines for the brain, and they go there, do the MRI. The same extension, ultrasound, of course, is much less sophisticated. The devices are much smaller and much more portable.
But it's just, you know, I think a lot of people feel like we live in a province where that individualized approach to healthcare is really gone. So, you know, to hear about a clinic like yours offering this, where it really does very much just take into account the individual needs, is so refreshing and so nice. And just your outlook and your approach to patient care is really quite unique. If somebody is interested in, you know, receiving an at-home service, how would they go about finding you and booking at Dr. Kashi?
Well, we're online. They can Google the name of the clinic, ISMI. They can Google my name. It kind of comes up. It's a fairly unique name. And again, usually right now we're looking at two other patients to go, so we have to kind of make sure it's really about necessity, not just convenience, you know. We'll be glad if we can reach them, then we can reach them.
Dr. Kashi, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a big pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Kashi, the founder of ISMI Montreal. For more info, you can visit them online at ismimontreal.ca. And thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday with us. We'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Now Trending Show. Have a fabulous week.